Ever get that urge to like escape to a lake, feel the wind in your sails, just leave all your worries on the shore?
Oh, absolutely. Sounds pretty idyllic, actually.
Doesn't it? Well, today's deep dive, it's all about a community that embraces that feeling. We're talking about the Austin Lake Catamaran Association,
AALCA.
ALCA, exactly. And
Yes.
we're using their About Us page and their news blog. It's called Get This, You Got a Regatta with ALCA.
Okay, I like it. Catchy.
Right. So get ready to uncover the story behind this really spirited sailing club.
I am ready to set sail. What kind of picture do these materials paint of ALCA? Give us a sense of it.
Well, they're not just a racing club, that's for sure. I was really struck by how dedicated they are to building a community. Like, that's a huge part of their identity, all centered around this love for sailing.
Yeah, and that community aspect, it's so crucial in a sport like sailing. I mean, it's not just about competition, right? It's about the shared experience, the camaraderie, on the water and off.
You hit the nail on the head. And ALCA seems to get that. They've been around since 1984.
Wow.
Yeah, started with just 12 members, and now they're boasting over 30.
That's impressive. For any club, but especially one focused on, it's a niche sport, catamaran racing.
40 years is a testament to something. It speaks to like a really strong foundation and a
So learned.
commitment to adapting.
Absolutely. Times change. Got to change with them. So, what else have you gleaned from their materials? Anything else stand out?
Well, they're all about Hobie 16 Fleet and Portsmouth Handicap Racing, which, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that ensures a level playing field.
You're right, it does. You get different skill levels, different boats, but the handicap system evens it out.
Yeah.
Makes for some exciting races.
I bet. And they hold races on Tuesday nights.
Tuesday nights.
Tuesday nights throughout the spring and summer. Imagine you finish up a work day, maybe grab some dinner, and then head straight to the lake.
I'm already picturing the sunset. Beautiful.
Right. Some friendly competition under the setting sun.
You've definitely piqued my curiosity about this Tuesday night racing scene. What's the atmosphere like? What's the vibe?
Well, luckily, their news posts, they give us a little glimpse into that. They have this very casual tone, honest and direct, you know.
Oh, refreshing.
It is. For example, they openly talk about the challenges of finding volunteers.
Ah, yeah. Every organization struggles with that.
Right. But they need help running the races, especially for some of these key dates in the summer series.
Makes sense. So they're putting the call out there.
Exactly. And I love that they're upfront about it.
It's a good reminder that behind every successful event, there's this whole team of dedicated people working hard to make it happen.
It really is. And ALCA's commitment to transparency, it goes beyond just volunteer stuff too. Like, they use their news blog to share updates on their year-end party planning.
Which I have to say sounds like it involved a little bit of a sound system snafu last year, from what I read.
Oh yeah, they called it a loud music situation. But it's interesting, right? They're using that experience, they're trying to improve, asking for feedback on venues, even thinking about places like Main Street Pub, Nelly's.
See, that's great. They're adaptable, willing to listen to their members. It's not just we've always done it this way, so they want to create a good experience, for everyone.
Exactly. And speaking of adapting, did you catch the post about the electronic air horn?
The air horn? Yeah, I
Yeah.
did. Sounds like a pretty smart solution, actually. Cost effective.
Right. Rising costs, gotta get creative.
They even talked about like integrating it with their race timing system, which I thought was interesting.
It's that kind of ingenuity that I find it so fascinating. They're passionate about the sailing, no doubt, but they're also like pragmatic.
Right. Got to be resourceful.
Keeps the tradition going strong.
Exactly. It's not just about having the best, newest stuff. It's about making it work with what you have.
Yep. And that got me thinking about their history, 40 years, that's a real testament to their enduring appeal. What can we learn from their journey, from those 12 members to where they are now?
It's a good question. Their About Us page gives us some good background here. They're committed to racing,
Yeah.
but also to fostering that love for the sport at every level. Remember how they mentioned having members who competed in the Hobie 16 World Championships?
Yeah, that's wild. A local club nurturing sailors who've reached that level of, wow, competition.
It tells you something about their foundation. They provide a pathway for sailors to grow,
Yeah.
hone those skills, challenge themselves, whether they're aiming for, the world stage or just a Tuesday night race with friends.
It's amazing, right, to think as someone could go from like a casual Tuesday night race to the world championships.
It speaks to the power of having that support system, the mentors. Imagine being brand new to the sailing world, showing up at ALCA, and you've got these veterans who are just like ready to share what they know.
I can only imagine the friendships, the bonds built on, you know, that shared love for the water, for the competition.
Exactly. And ALCA gets that. They really recognize that. It's not just about the racing itself, it's the social aspect too. The post-race gatherings, the year-end party they've got coming up.
Speaking of, their approach to that, it's really inclusive. I love how they're like, "Hey, non-members, come on down. Just a small donation."
Smart move. Opens it up to the whole community. Some people might be intimidated, right? Joining a club, it's a big step. This way, it's like dipping your toes in the water.
It's a great way to recruit too, but it shows they want to share that passion. They're not like this exclusive group. They're part of the fabric of Austin Lake.
And that's what I'm taking away from this deep dive. This idea that even something as, well, maybe some people would say niche, as catamaran racing, it builds these connections, you know? It enriches people's lives.
It reminds us that the most extraordinary communities, they pop up in unexpected places.
And if we slow down, appreciate those little quirks, those traditions, it gives us this deeper understanding of the human experience.
So true. Next time you're near Austin Lake, picture those sails out there, all the colors. It's more than just a race. It's a testament to that power of community, passion, that joy of being out on the water.
Maybe you'll even feel inspired to join them.